Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grillin' mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. If you're hearing my savory pipes, and we're glad you're tuning in. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. Welcome to the show. Savory pipes.
Yeah.
Must be grilling a lot.
Yes, I am.
You even got some savory on them pipes.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, we do some a little charity work around here once in a while, and help some various organizations raise money, and we give away a barbecue every now and then to do that. And I sometimes play auctioneer, and I was on both ends of this one as giving it away in an auctioneer. And yesterday, on Friday, I delivered one of those for 80 people to a construction company up in central Michigan. And boy, we had a ton of fun. I brought the briskets and the butts and the beans and cornbread and coleslaw, and threw down with about 100 of their employees and customers. And just a great time. I always, kind of flinch a little bit because it's a lot of work. But, boy, when you get up there and you get it all set up and people are enjoying it, it just really pays off. It makes me feel good that we can make people feel good and help them raise a little bit of money along the way.
Very satisfying, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is. And, I don't profess to be a caterer, but on the other hand, we'll give away some barbecue every now and then and people enjoy it.
Right. Well, we didn't profess to be caterers last weekend either, and we threw down a nice bit of food at the Michigan State Notre Dame blowout.
Right. Yeah, we had a little bit of fun down there because the it was god awful hot, but we were lucky enough to set up in the shade of four big pine trees.
Smart planning on Don Van Dyne.
Right.
Thanks, Don. Great.
Yeah, and so we were there, and the poor saps that were 30 feet out from us on the asphalt, it was literally about 30 degrees warmer out there as well. But we had a good time. And again, I want to thank our friends at Kohl's because they provided us with these new little, I don't even know, they're about the size of a golf ball. They're called middles.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you did. They're not a roll, really. It's more of an appetizer.
They're so awesome. The guests there loved them. And the coolest part was the president of Kohl's came to the tailgate.
Right.
So we got to meet him.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Yep.
Good guy. And he got to see everybody eating his product.
Right.
And he gets the same feeling we get when we feed people, you know, except he does it on a bigger scale.
Yeah. These things are called middles. And what they are is a piece of bread, and they got a ball of cheese in the middle of them. They come frozen, and then you just bake them off. We put them on the smoker, and which was running about 275, and left them in there about 45 minutes until they got hot all the way through.
Do you remember what the recommended bake temperature was?
Yeah, 350.
Yeah, I think we were a little low.
Right.
It took a little too long.
Yeah, but, sprinkle a little bit of sea salt on the top of those things when they're just going in, and oh, man, are they good. You're going to like these. Is you need to look for them in your supermarket.
Yeah.
They're in the freezer section where the garlic bread is.
Yeah, so. And they come with their own packet, actually, of pretzel salt, which is really cool. It's a different looking salt. It's what you see on a pretzel.
Right.
And I know some barbecue guys like it. I see it from time to time in competitions. Speaking of competitions, I got a nice little note this morning from some guys from Michigan headed out to the Sam's Club Invitational, the Barbecue National Finals in Bentonville, Arkansas. So that's the headquarters of Walmart and Sam's Club, right? And the team is called IBQ'n. And the one guy has the barbecuesuperstore.com online. One of them actually lives in my little town of Lowell. And anyway, so last year his partner Tom Summers, or actually it looks like 2014 was the grand champ. So there's some you know, some serious Q people in this state.
Oh, yeah.
And another buddy, and these guys all know my buddy Tony Courthouse. Tony has, I think, third or fourth year coming up now in a row, a competition called Fire on Ice 2018. It's set for March 2nd and 3rd in Onamia, Minnesota. And they're still accepting teams. You can go to fireonicebbq.com if you're a competitor. Tony is a great guy. He owns a barbecue supply store up in Minneapolis and Minnetonka called Qtopia. And he has just really, really immersed himself in barbecue. He and I used to rep smokers together years ago, and he's stayed hard and heavy at it. And he's I'll tell you what, the boys turned into quite a champ. I think they took first place in pork at Kansas City this year.
Yeah, the Royal.
Yeah.
Yep, so I remember we had him on right after he'd done that.
That's a pretty big deal.
Hell of accomplishment, man. Yeah. Because if you've ever been to one of these major competitions,
like
the
500 teams on one.
And you tell you what, they aren't rookies. These aren't guys that are just backyard barbecue guys. They do this stuff competitively. And when you can go in and take one of the meats as the grand champion, you're the real deal.
Yeah.
You are the real deal. Yeah.
I did the debut opener of my new catering venture called Great Lakes Barbecue. And last night at the New Union Brewery in Lowell.
Did anybody eat, or were
fabulous.
They mostly just washing down your barbecue with that great beer?
You know, it turned out great. It was a lot of fun. I had my one of my best girls with me, Olivia, my youngest daughter. So I had to have, you know, a good waitress because that's what she does, right?
Yep.
And college student waitress. She's really good at cleaning tables and serving food. So it was great. Nice bunch of people. New Union. Just a fantastic beer. Happy to do that. I think I might be doing that like maybe every Friday night now. So it was so much fun. I might have to go back.
Yeah. So when you show up, you're at a brewery. And a lot of these microbreweries don't have a kitchen by design.
That's
deal. One, they don't want to mess with it. Two, there's some licensure issues that if they don't have one, it's a little easier to conduct business. And so there is a real opportunity there for you. But you were on their patio outside, and you kept it simple, which was kind of cool. What'd you serve for a menu?
Brisket, butts, and chicken, and smack fries.
Yeah. So is there a secret on the smack fries?
Yes. Okay. Yes, and I'm not telling you.
Right. But you brought that TimberTech, right?
The Timber Ridge, yeah.
Timber Ridge, thank you. The big deep fryer that's portable runs off a propane tank.
Might need a bigger one.
Sounds like a jet taking off when you light the thing up.
Oh, it sounds even worse if you wait too long to ignite it.
Oh.
Yeah, it'll break windows.
Is that from experience?
Yeah.
They got new windows.
I've had her backfire a few times.
Yeah.
Scares the heck out of me.
So anyway, so you were serving hot fries with a special seasoning on
them. Oh, man. And French fries and barbecue are so good.
Oh, yeah.
The slaw was like, I bought the slaw. I didn't even make it.
Yeah. Well, you know, slaw is one of those side dishes. Personally, I enjoy slaw on my pulled pork sandwich as a condiment.
Sometimes.
Rather than a side.
Yeah, sometimes.
But most of the time, you know, it's just, yeah, okay, there's beans and slaw with barbecue, all right? It's you know, bread and butter, that kind of thing. They all go together.
Right.
But anyway, that's cool, man. So it took off, and you sold some barbecue
and
had a little bit of fun.
It was totally fun.
So do you trade the ownership meat for beer while you're there, or how's that all barter going?
I did at a meeting we had prior to
a
it.
Meeting, yeah.
Well, I had to meet with them earlier in the week, so I made sure to bring some samples down.
Yeah. Has this been the weirdest year or what because of this huge drought? I've got leaves covering my whole yard already, and they never turned color. They went from green to dead and fell off. And I don't know if it's the kind of trees I have or what's going on, but it's crazy. This is the time of year we get the itch to get out and get in the field. But, man, 90 degrees,
my
you can't
kids,
get in a tree.
There's my kids
no
bought me a cottonwood tree because my son Alex killed all our cottonwood trees when he got his first machete. So Maureen loves them. So since Maureen lost her trees, they bought me one.
Right.
And that thing is dying.
Yeah.
You got to water it.
Yeah. Coming up next, you might slide into home plate or get skewered in the woods. Stick with us. We'll be back. I want to ride it all night long. If you're going my way, well, I want to drive it all night long.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from The Grilling Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to GIBBQ.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's SAFFIRE at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than a half a percent of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Satisfaction's been our name since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen.
Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the September 30 edition. Sausage and some simple grilling. That's what we're covering right now. But anyway, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Barbecue Bob, fall is kind of upon us, finally. We had that little five-day unseasonably warm heat wave that is now broke, and it kind of, I'm starting to feel a little bit of fall. Tomorrow is our first day of bow season for deer, and boy, I just can't get into it when it's that warm, but
I can't get into it when I don't have my drywall up yet.
Yeah, that's true. That's the real answer.
I can't even think about hunting right now.
Right.
We've got this house project, and I'm working heavily right now on getting the electrical wrapped up and inspected so I can get the drywallers in there.
Right. Yep. Once it goes quick once they get up, then you get it mudded and finished, and then you throw some paint on it, and it starts looking like a house in a hurry.
Right.
So that's good. And yep. So
I'm with you, though, and I've got some of the biggest doe hanging around my house I have ever seen.
Really?
I've got these two that cross in the driveway every night and morning, and, you know, I have a 900-foot driveway, right?
Right.
And halfway up it, they've got this little run that they like to run. They'll do it right in front of you sometimes, and,
right,
and they'll see you, and they'll be as surprised as you are. And these two girls are like muleys.
Huh.
They are giants. And
freezer meat.
We might have too many deer in the neighborhood
right
now.
Yeah, little freezer meat. Nothing wrong with that. But so what are you thinking, man? You've got this little thing on my notes here that says slide into home plate. Can you tell us about that?
Well, that's right under running the game on brats.
Right.
So it's just a little ball theme here.
So
when I was talking about I'm running the game on brats is – people love brats, and we're talking about sausage and simple grilling, right? And a
right.
brat and a hot dog or something that is just very, very popular. And people with grills all have different ways they like to do brats, and some people maybe say they don't have success or they freak out over them mm-hmm. because of this or that. It's sausage. It's, you know, is it cooked thoroughly, blah, blah, blah. Well, if you can do indirect grilling on your grill, and most people can, I always like to throw a little smoke and indirect heat on brats, only because they tend to want to burn very easily because of all the fat that's dripping off them. And I don't care for blackened meat,
right,
that type anyway.
So when you say, for the people that may not be familiar with the term, when you say indirect grilling, what you're talking about is separating the meat from the heat. And there is no direct heat underneath the meat, yet it's on one side and your meat is on the other. You leave the lid closed and you're creating a convective heat or kind of like an oven in there. And that way, when that fat starts to render, when that brat gets hot on the inside, you're going to get juices. And that juices is that fat rendering, right? And if it drips down on the flame side of the grill, you get flare-ups and then it burns. So what we try to do is do those on an indirect grill for the most part. And then sometimes I'll throw them on a direct side for the last maybe minute and roll them a couple times because I like that casing a little bit crispy. And that it won't get necessarily crispy if it's on the indirect through the entire cook. But about 95% of the cook, I'm 100% with you as an indirect cook because those drippings are hitting. You can either catch them in a pan or let them go to the bottom of your grill. But
well, once you do brats in a smoker, you'll never want to grill them again because they take on some smoke. They actually puff up bigger. They because of the process, they do render, but just more slowly. But what you get is this just beautiful big fat brat that is so stinking wicked to pull off the smoker and hand to somebody.
Right.
And that's the best part about grilling is right is when you're handing out the treats.
Right.
The other thing is you just don't tend to burn them.
Right.
And you don't have the grease fires and stuff. But if you want to take them out of there and throw them on the grill and crisp them up a little bit more, but they do tend to get a pretty good snap. I do them at about 300 degrees, so I still get some smoke, but I have a little higher temp.
Okay. So they're going to cook.
And that's part of it.
You know, there's a lot of brats out there, too, as well. Our friends, our resident board of director butcher, Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats, I think he makes like 22 or 23 different flavors of brats. And it's not just the spices that you put in there, but he'll put beef brisket as opposed to pork sausage.
Spinach and Swiss.
Right. And there's chicken and there's, you know, steak. And some of them are heavy on the vegetables that are in them. And, you know, these we're not talking about the commercial brats that you buy from the big brand stores.
Right.
The brats that I like the most have a flavor profile that I can relate with. You know, you've got maybe like a jalapeno cheese. Well, a little cheese with that sausage is awesome.
Well, the jalapeno is really nice with it, too.
Exactly.
I had jalapenos on my eggs this morning.
Right. Exactly. I know you're a spicy pepper guy, and that's why I said it. But some of these places will even make them with the beer. We've got a brewery here in Grand Rapids called Harmony.
What did you think of? Oh, go ahead.
And they make their own sausages to serve with their beer in their brewery, but they make them with a lot. The moisture content in the brat is part of one of their beers that they'll put in there. So they'll make them with stouts. They'll make them with porters. They'll make them with.
And how do you like them?
You know, some of them real well, others of them not so well because it sometimes, you know.
Takes the flavor profile too far.
Yeah, but that's the thing is that there's a lot of these brats out there that you can try.
Well, and then what do you think of, like, when I go to Wisconsin and I travel over there a fair amount, they're big on brats. It's like the brat capital of North America.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
As well as the cheese capital. And cheese heads. So
funny how that little triad happened right there, yeah.
Had to get a little slap.
Right.
So theirs are almost all double grinds.
Right.
And that gives you a completely different looking brat. The ones your nephew sent to us that we used last weekend, that's a double grind.
Yeah, at least. Very fine grind. And what we're talking about is when you cut that brat open, the texture of the meat on the inside is going to be chunky. That's a single grind. Or if it's fine and smooth almost, that's a double grind, and it's simple. They've just run it through the grinder twice rather than once.
And I think Johnsonville brats are even home. Isn't their home base Wisconsin?
Yeah, I don't know.
I do believe, and that's a single grind sausage. But anyway, a lot of it has to do with the texture and the look and tradition and what you like, right?
Right.
I like them both. Most butchers are very opinionated on, well, no, I only do a single, or yes, of course you double.
Right.
I tend to like them both because they're meat.
Right. And
like a hot dog is like a four grind.
The only difference, in my opinion, and it's simple, is the texture, right? You don't get not in a single grind, you get knotty little pieces of texture where it's
cartilage
smooth
sometimes.
Right, it's smooth when they do the double grind. And I prefer a single grind myself. I don't mind it. It's a little bit chewy when I pop into it, but you know, the other people like them smooth. So it's whatever you like.
So another really simple grilling thing, and we're talking about things on a budget especially, is just sliders. Sliders are great if you want something simple, especially if you have a lot of people to feed and little kids, because what I notice at my place when the pool's open, especially if we get big crowds, the kids will want to take a hamburger.
Sure.
And you find half of it later on. Zeus loves it because he, you know, scarfs up on all the leftovers. But I don't like throwing food away. And throwing a burger, half a burger away, is kind of criminal.
Right.
So, and then another thing I would say would be maybe skewered foods are really simple. You can skewer anything. And
well, we're doing that right now with our tailgates that we're doing. We've got another one coming up next weekend at the Michigan State game. And, you know, skewers are walk-around food. And you can put anything on a skewer. My only recommendation with regard to skewers is make the meat all the same size when you cut it in cubit to put it on there. That way it gets done evenly.
Mm-hmm. You don't make it little, big enough so that you can skewer it
and
it doesn't fall apart when you actually jab that bamboo through it.
Right. Coming up next, the Full Belly Deli. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grillin' Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orange Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grillin' Guys show.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and it's starting to feel a little bit like fall. There was a little snap in the air this morning when we got up, and you know, I enjoy this time. It's my favorite time of year, the fall. I often get opportunity to get out in the woods and sit in a tree or just walk around and enjoy the beautiful bounty of Mother Nature. This is a perfect time for me, and it's tailgating season, and it's just, you know, I don't have, I can put on a flannel shirt and feel comfortable in it, and, you know,
get
I mean,
your Stormy Cromers out.
Yeah, let me go down the list of the reasons it falls so cool,
But because it ain't winter yet. Well, this Full Belly Deli segment is just something that we put together to give you a full belly for a price. This is stuff you can do, and everybody's worried about price, right? Now, something I came up with years ago was doing my meatloaf on the grill on a pizza stone, and then I did some in the smoker, and we've publicized it a bit, and I'm getting really good feedback on that. More and more people are trying it, and I'm sure other people have done it, and I'm not claiming I invented it. I just did it as, you know, you do these silly things on the grill sometimes. And doing it on the pizza stone was really, really nice because a lot of that fat from cheap hamburger, which is what you use for meatloaf.
Right, well, 80% is best in my, my book anyway.
Yeah, so a lot of the fat renders off the stone and drips onto the fire and gives you that savory throat that you've got right now.
That's right, exactly.
So I did get a really cool message a couple days ago from Pat up at the Chase Creek Smokehouse, and he sent me a picture of their big Southern Pride smoker loaded up with meatloaf. He says, this is going to work. And then he sent me another one, said, this is ridiculous.
It worked.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. And guess what? People love meatloaf.
Yeah, even it's comfort food, man.
Yeah, even really like well-to-do people who, you know, you may assume eat really expensive stuff, you'll find meatloaf on their dinner table very often, and it's just fantastic. So whatever your favorite meatloaf recipe is, just try it on your grill or in your smoker.
Right.
And, you know, if you might have to put it on some tin foil. You might have to do it on a – if you have a pizza stone, by all means, try that because – that's just cool. When you get done with it, and I do two of them at a time. I have a big pizza stone, and I'll do two of them side by side at a time. My wife,
couple pounds each. I mean,
pounds each easily. Yep. I let my wife make up the mixture because she is the goddess of meatloaf. She has some little secrets, and hers just turn out better than mine. It's just everything she does.
It's one of those things where you can put almost anything in it and not ruin it. To an extent.
Almost.
Yeah. And Michelle made a meatloaf last week, and she put rice in it. And I was like, at first I was like, and then it was like, you know what? This is okay. It just added a little bit different dimension. There wasn't a lot of it in there, but I, you know, at my age, I'd never eaten meatloaf with rice in it before. And she's like, yeah, we do this all the time. It's kind of like a family recipe. And so I was like, oh, that worked out good. And she put marinara sauce on the top of it. So there's a, you know, completely, I'm a ketchup and maybe onions and some peppers.
My mother used to do ketchup.
Yeah.
When our kids were little, Maureen did meatloaf all the time.
Well, yeah, it's a great value.
I mean, it was great, yeah. I mean, we had our standards. You could, just about the day of the week, you could tell what was going to be on at the Nermico house because, you know, Wednesdays are spaghetti.
Yeah.
Friday's pizza.
Yeah.
But that's family food, right? That's,
right.
It's what you do, the simple stuff. You don't serve steaks to your kids all the time.
Right.
It gets a little pricey.
You know, and if you mix your ground beef with maybe some breakfast sausage or something like that, gives it another profile. Venison is another one. We're coming up into the hunting season here. You know, you take some ground venison, maybe mix it in with some breakfast sausage or mix it in.
Or beef.
The venison is often dry.
Yeah.
Very lean.
So yeah.
You want a little
bit of
fat
some of
mixed
that,
in.
So if you have some of that ground venison in the fridge and some cheap burger you bought on sale that's going to be 80%er,
right?
There's a beautiful combination. I like making meatballs out of that, and those are also good on the smoker. But I'm down a bunny trail here. Hot and sweet chicken skewers.
Mm.
So last weekend we did some chicken wings with a Memphis blend rub on them, and then I'd finished them off on the grill, and right when they were getting done, basted a little Hawaiian marinade on them.
Right.
And the people loved that. They're good with just the Memphis, but you add that sweet to it.
Right.
And they started, I mean, we could not keep up on the wings.
Right.
And that's kind of cool because that's the simplest thing we made.
Right. So this Memphis profile is a rub with a little bit of citrus in it. And then, right, and we smoked them for, what, an hour and a half in the smoker, what we normally do. And they, and but they're a little better when they're crisp up a little bit on the grill.
This, yes.
So Bob took this, and it was just out of a jug, right? I mean, you buy it at Lowry's has one. There's a bunch of varieties.
I think it was Lowry's.
Bunch of varieties, but it's their Hawaiian marinade. Mm-hmm. And it's got, you know, pineapple in it and some other citrus juices. And it didn't soak them in it, but you just rubbed it on there with a brush.
And I only brought that because you said, oh, just get that simple stuff. And I thought to myself, I have never bought a marinade in my life.
Yep.
I don't even know where to go. I'm going all over the supermarket. It's like, I didn't want to ask anybody.
Right.
Usually it's by like the asking directions.
Right. Usually like by the barbecue sauce. But
so they had very little, and this is on the top shelf, because I think they were all sold out, but there were the last four jars that they had of anything sweet were Hawaiian. I thought, I'll try that.
Yeah.
And I think we marinated the shrimp in it.
Right.
Which it turned out really nice. It was way easier than making it. I do things the hard way too much, I think. So yeah. That was really nice.
A little health note there is we used a separate pan of marinade for the shrimp, and we used the same marinade flavor but new batch of it
chicken. We didn't brush that on.
No, you never ever mix your marinades from raw to finished product.
No. Yeah. Now, you can boil those marinades down. You can cook them and thicken them up, but with shrimp, I don't think so.
Yeah.
So anyway, that Memphis profile, the secret to that is powdered Worcestershire.
Really?
And I don't know where you can buy it, but if you buy a Memphis blended rub, which strangely enough, they're all made in Kansas City.
Yeah.
it's powdered Worcestershire, and that's the secret. Now, not a secret.
Right.
Yeah, it's really good because Worcestershire is just, it's just got a great tang.
So
it's made with fish sauce and all kinds of things, and it's just got this little bite that gives you the simulation.
I usually put, I make a big pan of beans. I'll put about a half a jar of Worcestershire in my beans for that exact rent. You just get a little tang on your tongue.
You're talking about baked beans, pork and beans?
Pork and beans when they're, because, you know, load them up with brown sugar, but I just put a little, half a bottle of Worcestershire in there, and you get a little, just a tang right on the tip of your tongue, and it just kind of a good little flavor. But let's finish this hot and sweet chicken skewers, because what's the hot side? We covered the sweet. What do you usually use for that?
You can use anything. I'm tending to get to be a garbage can cooker. I just like go through my cupboards and I find things and I'll try a little of this and that and I'll blend them together and I'll just make up something out of two or three little leftover spices that I have, blend them together. And, you know, it's amazing. They taste great.
Right.
You can blend blends. I do the same thing with bottles of wine very often, too. Note to anybody visiting my house.
Are you mixing those
house.
Inside or in the glass before they get in?
We don't normally have too many half bottles left.
Yeah, I'm like, but really?
I found one last night.
Yeah. It came from earlier today.
Yeah. So, breakfast bottle.
Yeah.
And then skewers for the kids. This is a cool thing that I've only done once, but I should do it more often. We just don't get many little kids at our house anymore.
Right.
But just skewering hot dogs and whatever kind of sausage, again, is in the house, garbage can.
Right.
And then you get those little waffles that are frozen. They're like French fries, but they're potato waffles.
Yeah, waffle fries.
Yeah, waffle fries. And you just cut up hot dogs and waffle fries, and you can throw like a cherry tomato, but most kids don't like tomatoes. But they do tend to like red peppers, and so I found that to work.
Yep.
And I'm thinking you could do pineapple, too, if you wanted to. I've never tried that, but just something to go with a hot dog. So it's like a hot dog and fries on a skewer. It looks cool. The kids love it.
Right. Cut the sharp tip off because you don't want them to, I've seen it happen. The kids will stick the end of the skewer in their mouth trying to get that hot dog, and you don't want them to spear the back of their throat.
And then the wise guy jabs them in the hand.
Yeah, right. But
gives them a savory throat.
Hey, coming up next, we're going to take a little trip down my family tree here.
Uh-oh.
this is a good one.
It only goes down.
Right. I have a nephew in Portland, Oregon, who's the executive chef at a place called Olympia Provisions. And we're going to get him on a live line and talk to him a little bit about cured meats and sausages because... He is he wouldn't tell you this, but he's an expert at these things, and his company specializes in these, and you can get them all over the country at Whole Foods. So coming up next, Big E from Olympia Provision. Stick with us. We'll be back. In the sun by you and me and the birds and the bees, and Lord have mercy, it's a beautiful thing. Ain't nothing about it, love, something about a truth.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center. Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I have ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Get out of bed, get your feet on the floor, and get out in your backyard and fire up a grill or a smoker because it's fall and it's grilling time. I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich.
Yeah, can we grill one of those?
That's some bad tasting stuff.
Right.
Let's talk about some good tasting stuff from Oregon.
All right. On the live line right now, my nephew, who's an executive chef at a place called Olympia Provisions in Portland, Oregon, and this guy throws down some food with some sausages and prepared meats and a whole lot of other stuff. So live on the line. Eric, how you doing, brother?
So good. How are you guys? Great to finally be on with you.
Yeah, it is great to talk with you as well. I'm having a little audio problem here, so apologize for that.
Oh, family's got you nervous.
No, not at all. I couldn't hear him.
The Joppy legacy might be overturned by an underling.
Right. Well, I guarantee he's a lot more talented in the kitchen than I am. But so, Eric, tell us a little bit about your background, and so we can set the audience up to know that they better listen up.
Yeah, you know, I grew up in South Texas, a part of the Texas Joppy offshoot, and have made my way through California over the years up to Oregon here. And so, yeah, you know, I'm kind of my background is in Western European cooking, kind of French, Spanish, and Italian. And, you know, coming on with this company, I've kind of gotten more into the sausage stuff that we're doing now. I've always been really big into preserving and charcuterie, and that's kind of how I came to these guys.
So if you grew up in Texas, you must be Rick's kid.
That's right.
I know your dad. Good to have you on. So that part of Europe makes all the best food in Europe anyway.
Well, you know, it's my favorite places to travel over there anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So tell us what's going on at Olympia Provisions that because you're doing some cool stuff out there.
Yeah, we have. So Olympia Provisions has been open for the better part of 10 years now and started as just some guys making cured meats in the back of a restaurant. And the company's grown a lot. What we have now is a a pretty huge, like 10,000 square foot meat processing plant, an actual USDA plant that we're making sausages and you know, shipping them all over the country now. We also have a couple restaurants that we run, and I'm the executive chef at one of the restaurant locations. And so the company kind of overall is really into sustainable meats, you know, trying to naturally cure all the products. And my job at the restaurant is to kind of, you know, take those products, work with local produce, and turn it into some really cool restaurant food.
So Eric, let's go down that road a minute then. For the average listener, give me a common sausage that's there, and then a simple recipe that turns out just fantastic that somebody could do at home without having to have your background and knowledge.
A common product? Is that what you said? I'm sorry.
Yeah, just one of the common sausages, you know, whether it's a knockwurst or one of the others that you could find in the stores. I know that the Olympia Provisions distribute all over the country. We actually have a store here where we're broadcast out of in Grand Rapids that carries your product.
Yeah, we're doing a promotion with Whole Foods right now. So for Oktoberfest, we're selling four varieties of our sausages that are specifically kind of from a German heritage background in all of the Whole Foods throughout the country. So you can buy our bratwurst, our knockwurst, our Kaiserkreiner, and our Bauernwurst now at all the Whole Foods, and some of the ones that are locally also for you guys. You know, my favorite things to do with them is just to go kind of traditional and simple, things that you normally think about. You know, sauerkraut. I really love making compound mustards. What I mean by that is just kind of taking everything you normally like and kind of stirring it all together, you know, chopping it all together. I like pickling apples or pickling onions, and then, you know, maybe chopping that up and stirring it into a real grainy mustard and using that as a condiment. You know, I mean, sausages and beer, you don't really want to overthink it, I don't think.
That's why this is Grilling Guys Fair. Yeah, exactly.
So apparently you need to stick around on the live line when we're done, and I'll give you my home address because you sent a bunch of samples out and I never saw them. So,
yeah, you know, I was wondering how far those were going to make.
Yeah,
from the Joppy compound.
Well, you know, they made it. They made it from the refrigerator to the grill several times.
To that one table.
Right. Yeah, Bob was invited. He just didn't answer the text that day or something. Right.
Oh, man,
yeah.
You got to stay by your phone when there's sausages around.
Yeah. Actually, Eric, they the shipping company had a little issue, so they double shipped me the order, and I still have one.
Double reasons to share with your buddy,
no,
Bob.
No, listen. he's pulling your leg a little bit. But anyway, that's another story. He had some last weekend at a tailgate. Would you call it Kaiserkreiner? Is that what you?
Kaiserkreiner, yeah, that's one of my favorites. So it's a smoked sausage that's stuffed with Emmental cheese. So it gets that good, like on the grill, you know, the kind of like grilled cheese effect where the cheese hits the pan. You know, every once in a while you'll get a little bit of a dribble of the cheese through the casing, and it kind of that crusty cheese thing. It's super delicious.
Oh,
it's one of my favorites.
Yeah, very good. So, but anyway,
the ones that are harder to pronounce are the ones that people will kind of shy away from. So those are the ones we get to keep for ourselves, which is the best.
Funny how people are, right? Yeah.
That must have been all hard to pronounce because Jop came up to the same conclusion quite quickly. I'll give you my address. I'll just text it to you.
Right.
Well, yeah, we'll get those
Yeah, you know, he's not beyond begging. That is Barbecue Bob. We've gotten a lot of stuff at the show because of that ability.
Yeah, except I share mine with Jop.
Yeah.
The strange thing is.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
No, listen, it's really cool, and you're working with Whole Foods. They're a good operation, and you're probably into like some smaller distribution companies as well that feed all these chains and specialty stores.
You know, most of our distribution is through kind of smaller specialty stores. This is a really great opportunity for us to partner with Whole Foods, you know, to really kind of get our product out all across the country. you can always find, we do a bunch of other sausages and also a lot of salamis, and that's kind of what the company's built on, is just all kinds of different cured pork products. And you can find all that stuff on our website, olympiaprovisions.com. But it's, being able to get these products that are so fun to work with, and you know, it's as easy as opening up the package and putting them on the grill.
So if you're into charcuterie, what country do you lean on the most for those, let's call them, very, very old techniques?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I personally lean towards, so I have a background of doing this myself, and my background is in whole muscle charcuterie, so making hams and making, copas and lonzas and those kind of things. I tend to lean towards the Italian tradition of really, you know, simply seasoned, just salt and thyme, T-I-M-E, not in the sense, and just letting them cure in the right conditions, and then, just kind of the natural fermentation that happens there. But the owner of the company did an apprenticeship in Switzerland, and so we kind of have throughout the company this background of, you know, a bunch of different Western European traditions.
Awesome. Dude, it's nice to get to talk to you on the show, and I've heard about you for a long time from your Uncle Jop. He's a little stingy, but he does brag you up.
Good times. You know, when you guys get out here, it's just getting to be the nice rainy time of year here in Portland that we love so much. So if you guys want to get out of the please come visit.
All right. Hey, Eric, thanks for your time, brother, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys take care.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, that's from Jop, the sausage hoarder.
I actually have some left. I've got to bring some over.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. I can shop.
You know what? There's probably a man law about this. So stick with us. We'll be back.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's garrettsappliances.com, garrettsappliances.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Yeah, today's man law is you get free sausage in the mail. No, that ain't it.
Only if your last name's Joppy.
The man at the grill is hereby deemed to be a king.
Well, the king of your own deck or your backyard or your grilling space. Yeah, I agree with that. You know?
I just decreed it.
Well, I don't want to get a big head about it because, you know, one of the most enjoyable things about being a grilling guy is having guys around you when you're doing it. And if they've got a skill that you're unaware of, you can talk it through, and you're having a beer and maybe a cigar or something while you're out there, and it's man time. And I just enjoy having people around the grill. You taught me this, and I subscribe to it 100%. There is one person in charge though when you're at the grill. You can't step in and fill another.
I think we learned that together.
Right,
actually.
Yeah. No, but still, you can't step in and finish another man's cook unless he asks you to do it, right? I mean, that's kind of man law right there.
I was thinking of the time where we, you know, let those guys help us feed 500 people and a bunch of the meat got
cross-contaminated. Yeah. That's okay. It was only at our church. They forgave us, right?
No. That's why we keep cooking for them.
Right, yeah.
That's your punishment.
But that's
so
funny.
We need some help with Operation GI Barbecue. I had another phone call yesterday, and this is long and drawn out, but let me take care of the monotonous part. You take care of your part and kick in a few bucks if you can. Find it in your heart. And we're working on putting together a little fundraiser coming up towards the I think about the third Friday in October. We'll let you know sometime this week, but we're going to have it at Schmo's, and it's going to be like on a Friday or Saturday. We're still trying to work it out, but we've got a bunch of shirts to sell, Operation GI Barbecue shirts, and we're going to throw down some barbecue. We're going to have some fun and some great Schmo's beer, so that'd be your last chance to do something live with us on this year's events for GI Barbecue.
Yeah, and again, all we're trying to do is push this thing over the top. We got everything else taken care of except the transportation to get this equipment out to California. So we're going to little GIBBQ.com.
Yeah.
All the information will be on there, and we just need you to step up, step out, and help us out a little bit, and we'll give some grin and a little taste.
We're going to be shipping those boys at Camp Pendleton a great big Judge smoker from American Barbecue Systems in Olathe, Kansas, suburb of Kansas City. And the Judge is a beautiful smoker. I have one myself. And we're also sending a skid of Parker Pure Mountain Charcoal. And we're sending a skid of American Stockyard Barbecue Sauce. And if there's any spice developers out there, spice producers who want to help us out and throw some spice in with the mix, we're going to need lots of spices for those butts and briskets that we're going to cook up. And we're trying to get that event wrapped up. So really need your help. Go to GIBBQ.com. Make sure you check us out on Facebook / The Grillin' Guys. And then, of course, our website is thegrillinguys.com. You can podcast the show off of that. And we're also now offered on other podcast services. I see our webman just linked us up with the big podcast provider. It eludes me right now. But you can also follow me on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy.
Yeah, and you can get the show. All of our shows are archived on our website, as well as we are on iHeartRadio as a result of the stations that we're affiliated with. So really, you could catch us anywhere around the country or the world as far as that goes. But you've been listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or a smoker, get to that tailgate, and create some grill envy. We'll talk with you next week. At the top of your lungs, till the windows break.